Try to start immediately. The numbers of 70 and 700 in the Holy Quran. Whether thou ask for their forgiveness or not, their sin is unforgivable. If thou ask 70 times for their forgiveness, Allah will not forgive them because they have rejected Allah and His Messenger. And Allah guides not those who are perversely rebellious. The Almighty has also said, the stern command will say, seize ye him and bind him and burn ye him in the blazing fire. Further, insert him in a chain whereof the length is 70 cubits. This was he that would not believe in Allah Most High. About Moses and his people, Allah exalted is He says, and Moses chose 70 of his people for our place of meeting. When they were seized with violent quaking, he prayed, O my Lord, if it had been thy will, thou couldest have destroyed long before both them and me. Would thou destroy us for the deeds of the foolish, ones among us? This is no more than thy trial. By it thou causest. It has been reported that he has chosen 12 tribes, and 6 men were selected from each. They were 72 men. Moses then said, two of you must get back. They quarreled. Moses said, those who stay will be as equally rewarded as those who go. Then Caleb and Yusha ibn Nun got back. It has also been reported that there were only 60 elderly men. Then Allah commanded Moses to select 10 of the youth. When he did, they turned elderly. Ibn Ishaq reported, Moses has selected them to pray for Allah's forgiveness because of what they, the people of Israel, did, and pray for repentance from worshipping the calf. The parable of those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah is that of a grain of corn. Ibn Hajla al-Maghribi reported, the reason for the 700 in this verse is that each grain produced 7 ears of wheat, each contained 100 grains. The Observations of Imam Fakhruddin Razi. In his book Secrets of the Revelation, Imam Ar-Razi reported that no God but Allah, Muhammad is Allah's messenger, in Arabic consists of 7 words. A human being has 7 organs and hell has 7 gates. Each of the 7 words closes each of the hell's gates for each of the human being's organs. Number 770 in Allah Messenger's Hadith, Prophet's Teachings. It has been reported that Allah's Messenger said, I have been commanded to fall down in adoration on 7 bones, and he pointed to his nose, hands, knees, and the toes of the 2 feet. Al-Bukhari. If you doubtful about the road, make it 7 cubits. Al-Bukhari. It was related by Al-Bukhari and Muslim, Sahih Al-Bukhari, the Book of Marriage, section of When Getting Married to a Virgin After a Deflowered Wife, Sahih Muslim, the Book of Breastfeeding, the time a husband should stay with his virgin and deflowered wives, Hadith number 1461. Sahih al-Bukhari, Book of the Virtues of the Quran, section of How long should it take to learn the Quran by heart? Sahih Muslim, on praying of Muslims on travel and shortening of prayer. Section of the Virtues of the Quran, Hadith number 800. Whenever a dog licks in someone's pot, he must pour it out and wash it 7 times, one of which is with the earth's dust. Forgive the servant 70 times every day. The fewest of my nation are the 70-year-olds. The earth, after Nuh, is never exempted of 7 people, for whom Allah holds his punishment of the people of the earth. The earth is never exempted of 7 Muslims or more, but for them Allah would have destroyed the earth. The believer eats in 1 bowl, whereas a non-believer eats in 7. Al-Razi explained in this respect, this is a reference to greediness. There are 7 people to be shattered in Allah's shade, whereby no shadow but his. The fair imam, a young man being brought up on Allah's obedience, a man whose heart is attached to the mosque, 2 persons deeply intimate on Allah's path until they are separated, a man by himself recalling the name of Allah, whereon his eyes were filled with tears, a man who was tempted by a woman with money and beauty, but he said, I fear Allah, and a man who offered charity unknowingly. Your sa'i between Safa and Marwa is like setting 70 slaves free. Number 7 in the Seerah, Life of the Prophet. The first to be noted here is that Allah's messenger's sons and daughters were 7. They were, according to the sequence of their birth, Al-Qasim, Zainab, Ruqayya, Fatima, Umm Kulthum. These were born before Islam. Ibrahim and Abdullah, these were born after. Allah's messenger has been given 7 names in the Holy Quran. These are Muhammad, Ahmad, Yasin, Taha, Al-Muzammil, Al-Muddathir, and Al-Mustafa. Some of these are qualities. It has been reported that those companions who stayed with Allah's messenger holding position in the Battle of Uhud were 7 of the immigrants, Al-Muhajirin. Namely, they were Abu Bakr, Ali, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas, Talha ibn Ubaidullah, Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, and Az-Zubair ibn al-Awam. There were also 7 of the supporters, Al-Ansar. They were Al-Khabbab ibn al-Munzir, Abu Dujana, Asim ibn Thabit, Al-Harith ibn al-Munzir, Sahl ibn Hanif, Usayd ibn Hudayr, and Sa'd ibn Mu'adh. It has been reported that Allah's messenger had 7 mules. They were Duldul, it was given to him from Al-Muqawqis, Fidda, from Farwa ibn Amr, Al-Ayliya, from the rule of Ayla, Yuhanna ibn Rabah, one from the ruler of Abyssinia, and one from Kisra, the Persian emperor. The last one is questionable, because it was reported that Kisra had torn the Prophet's message to pieces. It has also been reported that he had 7 sheep milk-giving. These were called Ajra, Zamzam, Suqya, Baraka, Warsha, Atlal, and Atraf. Those sheep were taken care of by Umm Ayman. Groups known by 7. In different periods and countries, there have been some famous groups known by 7. There have been the 7 jurists of Medina. Namely, they were Ubaidullah ibn Abdullah ibn Utbah ibn Mas'ud al-Bahli, عروة ابن الزبير ابن العوام، القاسم ابن محمد ابن أبي بكر الصديق، سعيد ابن المسيب، سليمان ابن يسار servant of ميمونة the prophet's wife، أبو بكر ابن عبد الله ابن المغيرة، الخارجة ابن زيد ابن ثابت الأنصاري. There have been seven men who were known as the guards of the Prophet because they guarded him on different occasions. They were Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas, Abbad ibn Bishr, Az-Zubayr ibn Al-Awwam, Muhammad ibn Salama Al-Ansari, Abu Ayyub Al-Ansari, and Dhakwan ibn Abdullah ibn Qais. After the revelation of the following verse, O Messenger, proclaim the message which hath been sent to thee from thy Lord. If thou didst not, thou wouldst not have fulfilled and proclaimed his mission, and Allah will defend thee from men who mean mischief, for Allah guides not those who reject faith. Al-Ma'idah, or the table spread, verse number 67. The Prophet relieved the guards of their duty. Other people believe that there were eight guards, including Bilal ibn Rabah. In his book Al-Amali, Ibn Ali al-Qali dedicated a paragraph about the seven sons who were trapped by the rock. They were the seven sons of Iman from Dabba, Arab tribe. They went out for hunting with their dogs. They sought a shelter in a cave. After a long time, their father had to pursue the traces to the cave. To where the traces vanished, he discovered that they were dead. He returned and composed a few verses of poetry expressing his deep sorrow and sadness. After a while, he died. Also, there is a group of Quran readers called the Seven Readers. Some wonderful coincidences. In his book Lata'if al-Ma'arif, Wonderful Information, Al-Tha'alibi mentioned that the Caliph al-Mutawakkil has been created by seven men of his relatives. They were all sons of caliphs. They were Muhammad ibn, son of Al-Wathiq, Ahmad ibn al-Mu'tasim, Musa ibn al-Ma'mun, Abdullah ibn al-Amin, Abu Ahmad ibn al-Rashid, Al-Abbas ibn al-Hadi, and Mansur ibn al-Mahdi. Number 7 in some so-called Islamic sects. The Ismaili Shi'at sect is called the Sabaiyya of Seven. Imam al-Ghazali explained this name in his book Scandals of Batiniyya on 2 points. 1. They were called so because of their belief that the Imamah, the highest religious leadership for them, has seven grades. Number 2. The secrets of the heavenly knowledge is related to the seven orbiting planets. Consequently, they have interpreted everything in terms of seven. They believed that there were seven acting powers in the human body. These are the attracting, the holding, the digesting, the driving, the gasifying, the growing, and the imagining. They also believed that there were also seven sensing powers. These are the sightful, the hearing, the tasteful, the smelling, the touching, the speaking, and the rationalizing. To them also, the components of Islam are seven. These were praying, fasting, performing pilgrimage, zakat, paying the assigned money, jihad, al-wilaya, and al-imamah. They also said that Allah would send a messenger with holy revelation, which is good for a specific period. When this period passes, he would send another messenger who cancels the previous messenger's message. The time for every message is 7 stages, and these are centuries. The first messenger or prophet is the talking prophet. Talking means that the revelation sent with him cancels all previous revelation. They had divided time into 7 stages. There is a prophet designated for each stage who is assigned to deliver the basics of religion and spread it. After each prophet, there are 7 imams, representatives, to complete the religion. After the 7th stage, there would be a doomsday. Then the series of stages would start again. In Al-Risala Al-Jami'iyya, which is regarded as the explanatory reference for the message of Ikhwan al-Safa, brethren, it had been mentioned that the 7th master who would come towards the end of time, the master of this group, as-Safa brethren, is the one who masters all knowledge of the previous 6 masters, peace be upon them, as they say, and with whose presence there would be the complete happiness. This would then be the end of the world and the return of creation to its beginning and the return of right to whom it belongs. Number 7, in non-Islamic beliefs. The 7 planets played an important role in the beliefs of the Chaldeans, who were the ancient Sabihis, a religious group whose religion had spread in several Asian countries. About them, Ar-Razi reported, the Sabaeans believed that the creator of this world is the 7 planets. So they used to worship the planets. When Allah sent Ibrahim as his messenger, his people then were following the religion of the Sabaeans. Ibrahim, peace be upon him, overcame their argument in the issue of the planets, as had been revealed in the Holy Quran. When the night covered him over, he saw a star. He said, "This is my Lord." But when it set, he said, "I love not those that set." Some of them consider the sun as god of gods, and the 7 planets as 7 gods. They called them the managing. They built temples to worship them. They used to go around each of the temples 7 times, a time for each of those gods. The Sabaeans, the Chaldeans, were the first to count the week as 7 days, according to the number of the 7 planets. They even derived the names of the 7 days from the names of the 7 planets. They also linked the people's luck every day to the representative planets. The days of the week for other peoples were 3. For others, they were 4, 5, or 10, etc. Specifying the number depended on the number of days which passed until holding or establishing the next market. These days were called after the name of the place in which the market was held. The Arab Sabaeans glorified during Jahiliyyah, the pre-Islamic period, the 7 planets and the zodiac. They figured them in their temples, 1 temple for each. Most of the contemporary Sabaeans, who are called Al-Mandaya, live in Iraq on the banks of Tigris and Euphrates. They still glorify the 7 planets in their beliefs and rites. They believe that the first creature was a spiritual person called Hayy Qadami, the ancient. Then God created the second, Hayy Thanai. The third, Hayy Ithlithai. The seven worlds were later created. These were called Alami Dashuta, meaning the worlds of darkness. These worlds derive their light from the sun. Our earth is one of those worlds. They also believe that heavens consist of seven layers. The sun lies in the fourth layer, and the moon in the seventh. The seven planets guard the seven regions in the earth. Number seven also has certain significance for al-Yaziriya, who live in Iraq as well. In one of their holy books, which is called Moshaf Rosh, meaning the Black Book, it is mentioned that their ancestors have experienced a flood like that in the time of Noah, 7,000 years ago. During every millennium, a god descends from heaven to interpret legislation and determine rights. Among those gods is Yazid, to whom they belong. Those gods' rank is inferior to the rank of the greatest, the one of most powerful God, who acts as he pleases. Number 70 has been mentioned in some books compiled about the beliefs of Magians, the ancient Persians who worshipped fire. Al-Jahiz, in his book Al-Hayyawan, the animals, mentioned that Al-Magians claimed that Shautan, whom they wait for his coming out of master the world, will appear riding a cow with horns, and there will be 70 men with him with leopard skins. He won't recognize who hates or likes him until he masters the whole world. This means that he will treat people hardly and won't differentiate between his supporters or those who oppose him. The Phoenicians also sanctified number 7, Father Martin, the Jewish priest, reported in his book History of Lebanon that although they worship their god Ashmun, meaning eighth, yet they glorified number 7 because 7 is implied in 8. Number 7 had certain significance in the ancient Egyptians' beliefs. In a historical document, which is a message written by ruler of Sidon as a representative of the Egyptian pharaoh, Amenhotep III, the Sidon ruler wrote, "To my master the king, my godson, my soul and my life. To the feet of my master and God I bow down in worship 7 times and 7. Number 7 also had its significance in the ancient Greek traditions. There had been a legend about a group of heroes who were called the 7 opponents of Thebes. It had been mentioned that Polynices, the son of Oedipus and the king of Thebes, resorted to Orestes, the king of Argos, to help him restore his rights after the death of his father. Orestes provided him a big army with 7 commanders. Orestes, Polynix, Teudius, Parthenopius, Capinius, Hippomodin, and Impharos, the city of Thebes, had 7 gates, which were defended by 7 heroes, each for a gate. Those heroes were Teocles, Melanippus, Pelonitude, Megarius, Hopperius, Lasinius, and Minoix. But the war broke out and continued for 4 years, which ended with a defeat for the Oregues. Only one of their heroes survived. This one was Orestes. Number 7 has a significance in the beliefs of the Jews. It has erroneously been thought that the Jews were first to consider the week as consisting of 7 days. In the Old Testament, it was mentioned that God, as they believe, created the world in 6 days, and on the 7th day, as they think, God rested. So they called that day Sabbath. This word Sabbath implied the meaning of rest and comfort. The names of the other 6 days were derived from numbers, from 1 to 6. According to their religion, they must rest on Saturday, Sabbath. No work whatsoever is to be done on Saturday, following the example of their God, as they thought. The penalty for breaking this rule, working on Saturday, is death. In the Old Testament, it is mentioned that when children of Israel were in Sinai, their food was man and quails, but this food would not be sent to them on the seventh day. The Jews' commitment to their religion regarding this day led to considering the week as 7 days in their calendar. The Christians followed this tradition because they believe in the first 5 chapters of the Old Testament. However, they considered Sunday as the seventh day on which they should rest because they believed that Christ ascended to heavens on Sunday. The Jews celebrated the feast Al-Sobuat or Al-Ansura. This is a period which lasts 7 weeks beginning on April the 16th and it would end after 50 days. On the following day, they would celebrate the feast. It would also be the seventh Sunday after Easter. On that day, they would recall the memory of the assembly of the 70 elderly men of children of Israel by the mountain in Sinai to listen to God's works revealed to Moses on the mountain. In the Coptic traditions, there is the story of 7 saints who were among the victims of the conflict between Christianity and paganism. They were 7 young men from Ophsus. They were Maximianus, Malchos, Martinatos, Demothesus, John, Serapius, and Costanitos. They adopted Christianity as their religion. They were soldiers appointed by King Achaeus, then as superintendents for the royal treasury. That pagan king was horrified by the spread of Christianity among his people. So he gave his orders of setting all those who adopted Christianity to severe torture. The 7 young men resorted to a cave for fear of being obliged to renounce Christianity. When the king knew about them, he sent some of his men to close up the cave entrance. One of those men, who happened to be Christian, wrote their story on a piece of copper or brass and put it behind the cave. Later on, when paganism faded out, the whole story was revealed. The 7 young men were then considered martyrs. The Coptic Church celebrates their memory on the 20th of Nisra, Coptic calendar, every year. By this, tape 1 has finished.